broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And that's just where that's at. Coming up this September, just a few months, I will be on a panel at the NAB in Chicago with Bubba the Love Sponge and Joel Denver and some other great guys. If you're in Chicago and you're able to muscle a credential, or if you're in Chicago and you can't muscle a credential and you just want to hang around the entrance to the NAB, and as I walk out, you can yell at me and I'll run because, you know.
Yeah, be afraid of that.
Probably I'd be a little bit frightened until you said, no, Phil, you said that, and then I'll turn around and probably have a drink with you. That'll be happening then. And then, this is non-industry news. I'm going to Canada in a week and a half to visit my cousins in Toronto. All right.
Where are you going to stay?
I don't know where I'm going to stay. I don't know how I'm going to fly there. I don't know what kind of car I'm going to rent. I haven't figured out anything. I do know one thing. I'm going El Cheapo Productions, man.
Why, man?
I ain't going to be, I'm not spending all that money on travel. I ain't going to do it anymore, okay? You know, we're leaning it up, we're tightening it up, we're getting this thing down to bare bones. No way, baby, no way. No first class this. Well,
yeah.
Maybe. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Gay marriage is a step closer to being reality in New York. Doug Danger will be joining us next hour. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, who is an openly gay journalist and has written extensively on these issues. He'll be joining us next hour on gay marriage in New York. Will it be a reality? We'll find out. Coming up this hour, Bob Green is having a special Olympics promotion at Fraser Foods this very evening. As a matter of fact, they're open late. And we'll be talking about the needs of developmentally challenged children as well. He'll join us in just a moment. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. And our affiliate spotlight tonight in Los Angeles, two great affiliates, two great flagship stations, KTLK and KFIAM 640. And in Corpus Christi, Texas, KEYS, one of our great affiliates on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. If you'd like to find out more, all you have to do is go to philhendryshow.com, check affiliates, and you'll find one in your area. And if not, get a backstage pass. Join us every night for our live streaming video cast, which we've got on right now, Phil TV in HD. And during the pre-show, I was showing a little bit of the Canadian Football League on the back screen, on the green screen. So if the CFL calls and starts complaining, tell them they owe me for a whole season.
Well, they'll say that.
Yeah, they owe me for a whole... You guys don't even give me any hard time about that because you owe me a season pass. When I went to your website and I bought me a season pass for all your games, $7. 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green joining us from Buena Park at Fraser Foods, which are the flagship store, speaking of flagships, in the chain. And, Bob, when you started this company, and first of all, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us on tonight, and thanks for helping us out with this promotion for the Special Olympics. We've got a lot of families here. We are open late tonight as well.
All right. I wanted to ask you, Bob, when you started your company, how long ago was that?
We are coming up on our 30th year, 1981, and I was just a guy. I'd been working for the previous 9 years for Ralph's, and then embarked on my own as a 30-year-old guy, and so far, it's worked out pretty good, Phil.
All right, so, Bob, first of all, we're talking about developmentally disabled kids and the Special Olympics, and you've got this major promotion going on. What got you to thinking about this?
Well, what got me to thinking about it was a very unfortunate incident in my own life, Phil, and I think it happens with a lot of people that they see something happen in their own lives, and the next thing you know, they are involved in that issue. And for me, it was a simple trip down the road. I just purchased a brand new Hummer, a Humvee vehicle from one of the Chrysler lots up here at the Auto Ball.
Uh-huh.
And I was traveling along Bloomington in Huntington Beach, which is a T intersection. Bloomington, you might say, is the top of that T, and teeing into it is Beach.
Beach Boulevard?
No, this is another, it's Beach Street. And so I was on the top of that T. It was a red light, but as you know, Phil, if you are traveling, just so your audience is aware, because this is a story that I think has a few twists and turns, and it leads to this great moment tonight where we're having this event. I decided, and I should not have done this, but I decided there was no oncoming traffic, and really, theoretically, no one should have gotten hurt. But I did roll the car very slowly through the intersection on a red. I was in a hurry. I had almost made it completely through the intersection when this Zach Boyd, I got to know his mom and dad, Kara and Jesse, very, very well, and they are the residents of Huntington Beach. This little boy, dressed in a Superman outfit.
How old was he?
I think he's six, five or six.
Uh-huh.
He jumped out into the traffic, hit the front of my very substantial truck, because, again, Phil, we had just purchased a truck, this Humvee, and it's so ironic because I was just taking it really out for the very first time since I'd purchased it. He hit the front of the car. I went into a little bit of a panic, and I gunned it to try to get around the corner. I got about probably a quarter of a mile down the road there, and that was a street called Valencia.
And now, hold on. I want to be very clear here. You were running?
By instinct, like I think anybody's instinct would be, yes, to run.
Well, when you say anybody's, I'm speaking for myself here. You know.
Well, I think if you were honest with yourself, Phil, and your audience was too, you hit a kid, your instinct is going to be, the first instinct, I didn't say that I ran, I mean, I stopped the car.
No, I understand that, and we don't have to belabor the point, you know.
No, I want to get it out in the open. I saw the kid in this little outfit that he was wearing a little Superman costume. He hit the front of my car, he fell backward. At least I thought that's what he did, and I hit the accelerator and went around the corner on Valencia, and I got probably about a good quarter of a mile to a half a mile away, and I just stopped. I said, "This is not."
Oh, Bob, that is so. Thank God you did that, man, because you were going to have.
No, I understand. It would have been very serious, but I did the right thing. I stopped and I went back. I see that this is a little boy who is developmentally disabled. His mother is there, his father is there, and we called the ambulance. And
now, you say he's developmentally disabled how?
I believe it's Down syndrome. He has some other issues, some autistic issues, and he did was transported to the hospital. Apparently, he had on this Superman outfit and was out there on the sidewalk. And when I got to the hospital, I talked to his mother briefly, and she said that they had purchased this Superman outfit for him. And I told her, I gave her my opinion. I thought it was very dangerous to allow a child that has that kind of condition to allow a child like that to think, you know, that he's Superman or that he can. And we got into a little bit of a problem, Phil. And just to sort of shorten all of this up.
Yeah.
I came to understand that family very well. Now, I don't agree with them, but at least I've come to understand what their challenges are. It's a painful thing to have to sue people like that. But I told myself, if I've got to sue them, we'll have a Special Olympics event here. And
now, what you're suing that family that their little boy ran into your car?
I've got to sue them because I'm anticipating a lawsuit from them, and I'm going to countersue them. And the reason why I have to do this is to protect myself. They're going to sue me for rolling through the red light. In my lawsuit, and my attorney tells me, there was no oncoming traffic. Rolling through that red light was not a dangerous thing to do. And so our lawsuit is going to cover that, as well as the very valid question, Phil. Why would you buy a Superman cape or a Superman costume for a child that has autism?
Well, why would you not? I don't understand that line of thinking.
Well, because you're leading that child to believe that he can do all the things that Superman can do.
And what? I don't know that that's the case. I mean, any normal child, when I say normal, a child that's not so affected would not think he can fly.
Well, that's true. We are dealing with a different situation, and this family, this man and woman, should have known when they purchased this Superman outfit and put it on this child with this, situation.
Right.
That the child would attempt to do something like this, and sure enough, this child did. Trying to fly, whatever the child was trying to do.
Did you ever find out what the, so the child ran out into traffic?
Yes, right in front of oncoming traffic.
Although you have admitted that you have rolled through a red light.
The two things that I did, I don't think... I rolled through a red light where there was no oncoming traffic. And then you
didn't stop immediately.
That was a totally normal reaction. I'm told by a lot of people they've done the same thing.
Did you know that you'd hit this child?
I was aware of it, yes.
And so you knew you'd hit the kid, Bob, and you accelerated and got a quarter of a mile away.
All right, I don't want to make this all about me, and I don't want to make this all about me taking a lot of heat. I'm saying that we are having a Special Olympics event because I don't want anybody thinking that I enjoy hurting children. I don't, Phil. My God.
No, I know that you've had children of your own, Bob. I understand they're all grown now, but nonetheless, you're suing the family whose child was hurt. What happened to this child?
Well, the child was transported. There was a concussion. There was a jaw fracture. There was a broken bone, I think, on the leg. They made the claim that somehow the truck had rolled over this child's leg. Not a chance.
How do you know that?
Because if a Hummer had rolled over that boy's leg, there wouldn't be a leg there. There would be something resembling, I don't know. It wouldn't look like a leg. What are you asking me?
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here with Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. And tonight you're having this event where people are invited in late. You're keeping the store open late. They're contributing to Special Olympics.
Yeah, we've got a couple of banners up, and I just want to say that the reason why we're doing this is because I've had these very personal experiences with families affected by, autism and
Well, okay.
You were going to say something? You said, well, okay, what does that mean?
It means that you've had one experience.
I've had a very traumatic experience, yes, with a family, with a child that has autism. The child was given a Superman costume. Very dangerous to give to a child with autism because you basically are saying to a man, you're basically putting lead shoes on a man and saying, you can swim in the Olympics. And I think that...
Well, I don't know that, with proper supervision...
Yes, absolutely.
But then we have this situation where you rolled through... All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, the last thing I want to do is turn this night, where we are honoring Special Olympics, into something having to do with indicting me, because I didn't do anything other than drive a car. And
There are a couple of things that happened, Bob. We can talk about them.
Well, that's not why I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight to celebrate the Special Olympics. I gave you the story as to why I'm celebrating the Special Olympics. I'd rather not...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I understand celebrating the Special Olympics. Mr. Greene hit a child, an autistic child, and now he's suing them, the family, because the child was given a Superman cape, and you don't do that with an autistic child. Don't give a child who's autistic a Superman costume because the kid will actually think he can fly. Now, I don't know whether that is anything that he's going to be able to carry into a court of law and sell to a jury. The other more dangerous or the more important aspect of this is, and I know that he's probably not going to be happy with me talking about this right now, is that he took off and got about a quarter of a mile away before he said he slowed down and turned around and went back. He says that's a natural instinct. Not for me. I doubt very seriously if it is for any of you. Or is it? 877-876-PHIL. Is Bob Greene to blame in the accident that hurt this poor child, this developmentally challenged child? What do you make of the motives in this Special Olympic promotion? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You might as well give a guy lead underwear and tell him to swim the English Channel.
Call
call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. And welcome back. And later on tonight, Doug Danger joins us as we talk about gay marriage in New York. Right now we have Bob Green from Fraser Foods, where they're having a Special Olympics promotion right now. Bob, before we get to some phone calls, what would you say if I said to you, some people might read this promotion as you trying to buy goodwill?
I think you asked the question, Phil. You asked me why, if I'd never said anything, we would be here now talking about the Special Olympics, about a lot of the events that they have coming up, and we'd never be talking about it. And I as I sit here right now, I must say to you, I'm sorry that I did, because you have misunderstood what I've said.
And well, I'm sorry. What did I misunderstand?
First of all, you're saying that, that buying goodwill. What exactly do I need to expunge from my record?
Well, suing the family of the little boy that you hit.
The little boy came out of this apartment and was hopping around as if he thought he was Superman, and he ran right into my Hummer.
And you had run through a red light.
Well, if your intent was to discredit me or to discredit Fraser Food...
No, sir, not at all. Not at all. It was just when you told the story of how you got involved with them, obvious questions came up. And you may say that it is a normal thing to do, and perhaps it is. I've never done it. But you said that after you hit the boy, you took off.
No, I know. I didn't say took off. I said I kept going for another quarter of a mile.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking what any normal human being, after you hit someone, all right, what's your first thought? Are there any cops? Did anybody see me? I went around the corner and...
Now, you said that you got rubber?
I got some rubber. Phil, I don't think it's fair for us to just keep digging this. I will just tell you this. I stopped. I turned the car around. I went back.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll take a phone call here. We have Megan on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Megan. You're on with Robert Green from Fraser Foods.
If I hit somebody, I would stop. I would not be worried about the cops. I would be worried about the child I hit. Just because he had a Superman costume on and he's autistic doesn't mean he's still not a person. You have no idea the depth or the scope of his autism, and you should have stopped immediately. And you're trying to console your conscience by holding this food mobile to be able to help the Special Olympics?
Well, it's not a food mobile. I've got a store, ma'am. I've got 23 stores, not a food mobile.
Well, that's wonderful, but you don't run over.
I've worked very hard.
You stop a quarter mile later.
Well, I think there's some culpability. There's some culpability. I think if you give an autistic child a Superman cape, you've just basically given a gun to that child.
You don't know what the depth of autism is. He could be, he could have very few things wrong with him, or he could have a majority of things. But that doesn't mean he can't wear a Superman cape. Right. And a person. You ran over a living, breathing person, and you took off.
I did. I acted on instinct. I acted on instinct,
right.
And I took off.
If I ran over somebody, my instinct would be to stop, not to run away like a coward.
Well,
Thank you, ma'am.
I haven't called you any names. I haven't called the lady any names.
Well, I'm calling you a coward. Thank you, sir.
Well, you would run somebody over and not admit to it. I'm on the air right now. I'm standing up for myself.
All right. Thank you very much, Megan, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. This is the reaction, though. You understand what I'm saying? This is the reaction.
I understand what you're saying. The other thing that I do resent, I'm on your program this evening to do an interview about Special Olympics. And I heard that woman say, you don't take off, and you go, yeah.
Okay.
So what does that mean? You're throwing me under the bus because you need to... I have a...
All right, I tell you what, Bob. No, I don't want to throw you under the bus. I want to hear what you have to say. I've got to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour break. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the line with us. Talking about the Special Olympics promotion, and is he to blame in an accident that he had where he hit a mentally disabled boy saying that it was the family's fault. They gave the little boy a Superman costume. And you should not do that with a child with autism. It's like giving a gun to a kid. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And we're on Twitter and Facebook and like that.
Big deal.
Phil Hendry.
Big wow.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Robert Green. He's at Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Across the country, people supporting the Special Olympics, which is an outstanding way to support young people, young athletes, affected with some kind of disability, either mentally or physically. And, Bob, first of all, you know, my congratulations for that. I think that there's some people who might question your motives.
No, I've heard that very blatantly on your program this evening, and I'm very offended. And
you're offended even though you say that you, after hitting this child, you took off.
I said took off, Phil. I didn't mean to say that. You had put those words, you know, forgive me, but you put those words into my mouth. When you said took off, that forced me into saying took off. And then...
I don't see how that happened, but...
And then you kept, this woman that kept saying, you ran him over. I know I ran him over. I understand that I ran him over. But the kid is all right. He survived. And again, no one wants to hear me. He's in a Superman cape, and he's running around in front of this apartment doing the motion. And that's how I knew that he thought he could fly or was trying to fly, because he was doing... If you've ever seen Superman, you'll see he puts his arms out in front of him.
Yeah.
That is exactly what this boy was doing. He was sticking his arms out and going almost in a way as going, wee, you know, or trying to push himself out. And he did that right into the front end of my car. And for me, I did what I could. I had to, then I had to take my own personal safety into account. And that's when I went ahead and I gunned it. But about a quarter of a mile later, Phil, I thought better of it.
And you think that that's a normal thought to have, huh?
Mr. Hendry, I'm not going to debate that anymore with you. Yes, I do. And if you ask your listeners, they'll tell you the same thing.
Well, one of them called in and volunteered. She's never had that thought, sir. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Tina in Bakersfield, California. Hi, Tina. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm
yes.
So appalled. I could barely stand it. You know what I think? I think you ran a red light. You ran a red light. You kept going.
It was at a key intersection.
You ran a red light. You kept going. Can I just talk for a minute? You kept going. You didn't stop. As far as I'm concerned, you ought to be in jail for felony hit and run.
I did not run, ma'am. I came back. How can you call that hit and run when I came back? How do you call it hit and run when I came back and I helped the family when I waited for the ambulance with the family?
You drove 1,000 feet.
Were you standing
there? You said a quarter of a mile.
You drove a quarter of a mile.
On top
well,
of
ma'am,
that,
what do you do?
Don't tell us that you did what any normal person would do. I'm sorry, you did what any abnormal person
okay.
would do.
Okay, now that's number two, caller number two, who doesn't agree with you there.
Mr. Hendry, your fans are calling in and agreeing with you. I understand that.
No, that's a lady who
point.
Is... Well, go ahead, Tina.
Can I make one more point?
Go ahead.
A number of times you referred to the fact that this young child had autism. Did you know that when you hit him?
I knew it afterwards, and that
was
shocking.
Well, then why didn't you stop anyway? Why didn't you stop anyway?
I did a normal human thing. I thought I could just not deal with it.
No business associating yourself with normalcy. Okay,
ma'am, I don't know who you... Why do you... For what?
I'm a normal person.
I came back. I came back. I helped this child. You can laugh. See, you think it's funny. I was there. I was there when the ambulance came. No, you were just laughing about a kid that came. You were laughing about a kid Down syndrome with a Superman cape.
No, she was not.
I think you're pulling a big stunt by doing all of this to draw attention to you, to get people in your store.
Special Olympics. Bob, this is the whole problem, that people think that you are trying to get people in the store.
Bill, how else do you become aware of great issues unless you're involved with them? That's how I became aware of Special Olympics, because of the situation with the Boyd family, because of this little boy. I've admitted to the fact that I tried to take off. I admitted to the fact that I ran the red line. I don't have to do that.
And
now this lady wants a boycott on my store because I said this. A kid with autism is given a Superman costume, and that's responsible?
Why is it irresponsible?
And you hit him, and you took off. And you didn't know
he's a human being
when you hit him.
He's a human being. He's a human being, and his mother put him into a cape.
It doesn't matter.
Now, which is worse?
Which is worse? Hitting the boy and taking off, Bob.
You broke the law.
She put a cape on him.
You broke the law.
Wait a minute. You hit the child.
And I was there for the police. They took the report.
Were the police aware of the fact that you took off?
That's got nothing to do with it.
All right, so in other words, were the police informed of the fact that you went a quarter of a mile down the road?
I'm on your program tonight promoting Special Olympics, and you have gotten ginned up by this woman and others to indict me unfairly. If it wasn't for me, there wouldn't be anybody doing anything for Special Olympics down in Buena Park tonight. It would be the same shooting gallery that it is on any other night.
Wow, that's a really nice thing to say about your town.
Yeah. You should be in jail.
I heard you already, Tina. Thank you. And you're not a cop, so I'm not sure you know what you're talking about.
But to say that, Bob... All right, thank you very much, Tina, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. To say... what's worse, I took off, or, you know, she put a cape on him.
Yeah, I think that's a fair...
First of all, what you did could be construed as illegal in running the red light, in taking off. You hit the child.
My insurance is taking care of it.
All right, so all's well that ends well. But you turn around and say, but I'm going to sue the family because they put an autistic kid with Down syndrome in a Superman cape. What are you saying?
What am I saying? See, what you do is you beg for me to say something offensive. I don't want to...
No, I want to know what you mean. What is the base of you suing this family for...
I'm suing the family because a little boy, bless his heart, who was running around out there going, wee, or how are the kids doing? You know, he was trying to lift off or...
Any little kid would. Any little five-year-old kid would. Any little six-year-old kid would.
Mr. Henry, I ask you as a reasonable man, when you were 6 years old, did you think you could fly? Yes or no? Yes or no, please.
Bob.
Yes or no, please.
Of course. No, I didn't think I could fly when I was six.
I had no such assurance from the Boyd family as I attempted to roll through that red light.
Well, 877-876-PHIL. Attempting to roll through a red light while you need assurances from the Boyd family. Interesting. Here is Joe in Gainesville, Florida. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. He passes a red light, which is illegal. He runs over a kid. Now, if I even hit a cat, God forbid I hit a cat or a dog, I would stop immediately to see if that cat or dog is okay.
You're an animal rights guy. You're one of those animal rights people.
This has nothing to do with animal rights. You say you passed a red light, and you said because there was no traffic coming. Do you realize that red lights are not only for oncoming traffic, but for pedestrians crossing?
Well, he wasn't a pedestrian crossing. He was an autistic child trying to fly.
No,
I hate to be a smartass.
Well, you are being a smartass. Go ahead, sir.
What I'm saying, if you would have stopped for that red light and the kid ran out, even though he thought he could fly or not, okay, at least you would have been stopped and you wouldn't hit him. What gave you the right my question is, what gave you the right to say, well, there's no traffic, I'm going to pass a red light? Then why do they have red lights?
It's a very good point. Good point. I was simply trying to say to you and to Mr. Henry in the audience, it was a T intersection. I was on the top of the T. In other words, all the traffic coming up the bottom of that T had to go either left or right. So what I was rolling through was not oncoming so much as I was rolling through a red, whereby the traffic coming oncoming was going to have to turn left. So it wasn't a factor, in other words.
Yeah, but the kid was a factor. The kid was a factor.
The kid was a factor because...
Well...
And then you take off, like, I mean, okay, I'm not even...
Wait a minute. Wait, what do you mean the kid was a factor?
He was a pedestrian that got into the street.
He wasn't a pedestrian. He was an autistic kid trying to fly.
He's a person.
A sub.
He's a little human being, okay? And even if he had autism and he didn't know what he was doing, let's go on the assumption. A five-year-old probably didn't know what he was doing, okay?
Right.
But if you would have stopped for that red light, the kid wouldn't have got hit. What gave you the right even to think that you could pass that red light because you said you were rolling through the red? What gave you the right to do that?
I went through the red because everybody does. I'll tell you this much. Your name's
everybody
Joe. If you know that street, people do that every day on that street because there's no oncoming traffic. Now what happens to Bob Green? Bob Green, I've had a store in this town for 25 years. What happens to me? Some lady decides to go down to Walmart, get her kid a cape. And the kid she buys the cape for, guess what? He wears a helmet 90% of the time. How do you convince a child that wears a helmet that he's Superman? Now what happens?
And you know what? That's got nothing to do with anything, Bob. You hit that kid, fractured his jaw, and then you take off.
I didn't. You said I took off. I rolled around the corner.
You said you got rubber. Did you get rubber?
The wheel spun, yeah.
Okay. That means you accelerated.
Well, thank you. Well, get a load of you, Chris Schenkel. All right.
The price.
Maybe they'll hire the two of you guys for the Daytona 500 next year.
You know, Bob, you can be a smartass if you want.
I came on this program to promote Special Olympics, and here comes Joe and you and everybody else calling me a war criminal
excuse me. You're not a war criminal. Okay, Joe and everyone else before me. Okay, are human beings and have common sense and adults saying you stop for a red light and God forbid you don't. I mean, even if you don't, say you didn't see it and you run someone over, you don't say I'm going to take off and leave. And then, okay, I backed up again.
I took a shot. It's a normal thing to do. I took a shot.
No, it's not
a normal thing. You took a shot. It's not a normal thing to do.
Mr. Andrew, if you say that one more time, I know you're getting all propped by your fans out here. Everybody, how many times, Joe, be honest with me, how many times have you hit, I'll give you a good example. One night I ran into the back of a guy's car, it was parked, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, there was nobody on the street, I'd been drinking, all right, I came around the corner and I slammed right into the back end of this guy's car, I took off.
I backed up
and took off. I had been drinking, I was very young, but the next day I told the story to some friends of mine and they all said, yeah, we've done that too.
Oh, isn't that great? A bunch of 19, 20-year-old guys.
What?
All you guys, 20 years of age, you drink and you run into cars and you think that's normal.
Well, you know, I got to make a comment. Apparently you were brought up without knowing right from wrong.
Right from wrong. Here's what's right. Don't put your kid in a cape if he's having a hard time, you know, chewing his food or I don't know.
All right. But Joe, thanks very much, Joe. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, the thing that I'm resenting more than anything else, Phil, is that you have these people calling in who are fans of yours and they're supporting everything you're saying. And, and another thing, Mr. Henry. You know,
you're saying some of the most offensive stuff when you say you don't put a kid in a cape if he drools or has a problem eating. You take no responsibility at all for taking off, for rolling through the red light. The child ran into your car, and you even say, well, it's not my fault. He thought he was Superman. He's a five-year-old boy. When you were a little boy, didn't you pretend you were something?
I didn't pretend I was something. I was something, okay? When I was five, if I thought I was...
Gesundheit.
Thank you. When I was five, if I thought that I was God Almighty, there was some reality to that. I don't know how. I have a lot of confidence, Phil.
Hold the line, okay? This falter all. I got to take a break. We'll be back. The world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the Special Olympics and a little boy with autism that he hit by mistake, but he's suing the family. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here with Robert Greene. Robert Greene from Fraser Foods this evening. They're having an event for Special Olympics, which I'm sorry, Bob, I appreciate that very much. You know,
Phil, you and your listeners have done your very best to ruin...
No, I don't think we have, Bob. I think we're doing fine here.
Well, is that right? So if I have people coming to my store tonight and they're listening to the radio, I'd like to say, if you would be so good as to give me a second here.
Go ahead.
Anybody coming to the store tonight, I want you to know something. I came back to help that child after it dawned on me what happened. I was stunned. I was stunned. I just kept driving. Now, this cop, I forget his name, this Orange County sheriff, found a little sliver of tape stuck in the grill of my Humvee and used that to make a big deal. I think this guy is trying to get himself promoted over there at Orange County Sheriff.
There was an Orange County sheriff that did what?
He found some tape, some of the fabric of the tape.
Stuck in the grill of your Hummer?
Oh, come on, Phil.
That's what he found.
Yes. And he made a big issue out of it because I think he wants to be a chief of police over there with the Barney Fife Corps. Well, there's one thing I got to tell you something, Phil. If there's one thing I don't like, it's a nosy cop. I do my best in this world, but cops with their nose stuck everywhere. And
that's the job of a cop. If you had an Orange County sheriff there and he finds a fabric from the child's cape stuck in the grill of your Humvee, you ought to be thankful that little boy survived, man, to be honest with you. Here is Tammy in Anchorage, Alaska tonight. Tammy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
Hello, thank you. I just want to say, bottom line, had he stopped, whether it was a T or a stop sign or a stoplight, had he stopped, the little boy would not have been hit, and this would not be an issue today. That's first and foremost. Secondly, the fact that that cop found a piece of his tape in his grill says that was just good police work. And it doesn't matter.
That's a nosy cop.
No, I don't think so. That's the cop doing his job. That's what he was supposed to do, sir. Also, I'd like to say that it doesn't matter if the boy was autistic or whatever the case may be, whatever his capacity is. It doesn't matter. If he was crossing the street...
Oh, ma'am.
And had you stopped, then you would have not hit this little boy. Bottom line, there's no two ways around it. The fact that you left shows that you are even less human than you're.
Wait a minute. I came back. I came back to make sure the kid was okay. And
did you not, when you got back there, say you didn't know who you know? It wasn't you?
You know what, Mr. Henry, there's certain things I said to you in confidence.
Didn't you say, oh, wow, I didn't know who hit him, who did it? And that's when the cop found the cape stuck in your grill?
I'm going to say it again. These nosy cops, with their nose stuck everywhere.
He was doing his job, sir. Also, I'd like to say that the way America is today, if the family is found negligent for not supervising the child, they could be held responsible for this whole incident. They really could be.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what you're hoping for. You're hoping to sue this family, hold them responsible for all of this. You roll through a red. You ran off and tried to get away. And this family, and you're, Bob, you're worth a lot of money. How is any of that fair? How is any of it legal? How is any of it right? Especially you lambasting the police.
I didn't know I was here in Copland. Is this a cop-friendly show or something?
Yes, it is.
How dare I what? Ma'am, I'm having the Special Olympics here. I got some kids here. If you come in tonight, she's in Alaska. Never mind.
I mean, is it based off guilt? I mean, why are you doing this now? Is it based off guilt? I mean,
because,
do you feel guilty? Because you should.
I feel bad for the little boy who thought he could fly because he's got Down syndrome, and I think we need to help these kids. And
how do you know this kid thought he could fly?
Oh, come on. The kid's got autism. They slapped a Green Lantern costume on him. What do you think? You said it was Superman a minute ago. I beg pardon? I'm sorry?
All of a sudden, now it's Green Lantern. It was Superman a few minutes ago, right?
The point that I'm trying to make, ma'am, if you have a little boy, and God bless these children, if he has Down syndrome, all right, and these children have a very large forehead. You give that kid one of these Batman capes, and he thinks the bullets are going to bounce off his head, you know?
No, that's...
Oh, boy, you got some kind of stupid...
You've called me stupid.
You broke the law, and this lady is absolutely right, using that Special Olympics thing, and the kid's head is big, so he thinks bullets will bounce off of it. You think that that's a responsible thing to say?
You think it's responsible to give a child like that an outfit like the Goblin? What's the guy? The guy in Spider-Man that I like was the Goblin. Is that it?
Yeah.
That guy. Give an autistic kid a skateboard and tell him he's the Green Goblin. Yeah, you'll have some Green Goblin, all right. You'll be wiping it off the grill of my car, along with Cape. I'm Bob Green. Tell the lesbians that nothing in hell falls behind.
Phil Hendry.